Hello, hello, hello. Today is April 10th. It's Saturday. And this is Iyabo Asani. You can find www.coachiyabo.com. Listen, how do you practice extreme self-care? I want to know how you practice extreme self-care. We think of self-care a lot of times as pampering. And that's because we've been in survivor mode. We've been stressed out. We're battling traffic. We're running from here to there, taking the kids from one sport to another. And so the best and biggest self-focusing on us, and that's good, and that's very important. But come away with me for a minute. Imagine that you are a thriver, not a survivor. You're not in survivor mode. You're wealthy, you're powerful, you're healthy, you're flowing in your full purpose of your life. What would self-care look like at that point in your life? Would it look like pampering still? I know a lot of us think of that. But once you've been pampered, you've done your nails, you've done your hair, you've done your massages, you've played a round of golf or whatever, then what? How do you continue with self-care? Well, self-care is about honoring you and who you are. So it's this, in the South now, it's very springy. It's about 70 degrees outside. Self-care would be going out and blending with nature, getting into a oneness with nature, enjoying the feel of grass on your feet, enjoying the soaking the sun and taking in precious vitamin D that your body requires. Self-care could be going for a walk. Self-care could be going to a movie. Self-care could be stopping and smelling all the flowers and enjoying the beauty of the azaleas and the tulips and everything that is just hooraying the heralding of spring. So please leave a comment. I want to know your method of extreme self-care. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this has set you off thinking. And again, you can find me at www.coachiyabo.com. Iyabo. Have an awesome weekend.